We can't let him get in behind us. That's the most dangerous man on the ice. You have to, you know, be tighter with, but he's the most dangerous man on the ice because he's earned it.
They're built different than in the past years. They're playing a lot more physical, very committed to forechecking. You got to give them credit. You know, they're one of the top teams for a reason.
Jim Montgomery, the coach of the Bruins, and Brad Marchand, the captain of the Bruins, ahead of Game 3 tonight in Toronto. The series tied at 1. You could hear tonight's game on TSN 1050. I'm Aaron Kurolnik with Carlo Koliakovo. Man, that Bobrovsky save last night, I just saw it again on SportsCenter. Absolutely unbelievable. You know who it reminded me of? Our next guest. Andrew
many saves like that.
Raycroft. I mean, he would have just caught it. He wouldn't have gave up a rebound. That's for sure. Let's bring him in. A longtime NHLer, now with the New England Sports Network. It's Andrew Raycroft back on First Off. Good morning, Razor. How are you?
Morning, gang. You're right. I would have been out of position like Bobrovsky
exactly.
was. I would have had to exactly. make that kind of movement right in the chest, right in the crest.
No doubt about that. So we've been talking a lot this morning, Razor, about how the Bruins are praising the Leafs, unlike anything we've heard before. Brad Marchand talking about how they're a changed team. Jim Montgomery calling Austin Matthews the best player on the ice, essentially. And I think perhaps both of those are fair assessments, but are you surprised that Boston is being so transparent in their praise of Toronto so far?
No, I don't think so. I mean, Toronto played a great game the other night, and it's certainly, you're not going to get any bulletin board material out of these guys at this point. They've been around the block more than enough to know that they can't stir the pot, especially when the two of you are parsing every single word anyone's saying. The
yeah.
Toronto media, they know, listen, the Bruins know they can't mess around with anything when it comes to media-wise. And at the other hand, it's true. I mean, Matthews was great. I mean, they're not making it up. He was fantastic in game 2.
Oh, he was. He was the biggest reason why they won that game. But in speaking of some of the stuff the Bruins are saying, what is the media, or at least what are the fans in Boston saying when it comes to some of the decisions they've seen Jim Montgomery make, in particular with their goaltending, but, you know, even in times of the game, you know, late in the game, there's no Marchand on the power play. Some of the decisions that they've made with their back-end players, Patrick Maroon being on first-line PP. What's the reaction around some of the decisions Montgomery's made so far?
There's no issues with any of that, to be honest. So with the goalies, we'll see how long this rotation can go. I am not a rotation guy. I've been anti-rotation since the start of last year's playoffs when people were saying, well, they do it in the regular season, they need to do it in the playoffs. I don't agree with it. I don't think it should be every other guy. I think it's matchup based. I think it's day-to-day based, and you don't have time to tinker in the playoffs. So I would have went back to Swayman. That doesn't mean, you know, I don't necessarily think that I'm right, because Allmark played great and kept the Bruins in it when they went down from 6D to 5D. That really, really changed the game and swung the momentum for the Leafs. With the power play, it was really bad. Really bad the last month. They move things around a little bit. I'm kind of like you, Carlo, in that I don't think it sticks. I would find a way, especially and unfortunately with Coyle going to the box, I kind of messed things up for the Bruins the other night, because that unit was the one scoring the goals against the Leafs in the first two games. But with Coyle in the box, Marchand shift out there, I wasn't surprised to see those guys out there, but I can see how an adjustment will get made on the power play as the series goes on. But I think over the first two games, they were going to stick with it, because again, the power play was so bad prior to moving guys around.
Andrew Raycroft is our guest from Nesson, the Morning Brew with Jaffe and Razor. As you can imagine, Razor, our man Mitch Marner here in Toronto has taken a lot of heat. Pointless through two games. And as much as Matthews is being
weird,
praised,
Razor? Weird.
Matthew, well, you played here. You know exactly what this media market is like. What have you seen from Marner through two games, and do you think the criticism is justified so far?
I said to a few people when Marner went after the media about the ankle injury or whatever it was, when he kind of lashed out, with just a normal question. What was that? Like 3 weeks ago?
Four weeks ago?
He's done. I literally said it to like four people. I'm like, I've been there. I've answered a question like that in that market, and that guy's never coming back from that. And so I think we're seeing some of that right now. He can score goals and they can go on and win. But I don't think he's not coming back from that comment. No one's going to forget it. Everyone's always going to go back. Every game he doesn't get a point, they'll go back to him having a bad attitude for some reason. And when he scores, they're going to say he should have done it because he makes $10 million a year. So, it's unfortunate for Mitch. He certainly wasn't good the first two games. He was hard to find out there at certain times. That doesn't mean he can't get three assists tonight and he can't get 4 points in game four because he has that kind of talent. But from my point of view, and just watching how the media's kind of switched on him and then doing this in the playoffs, this isn't going to go away even if he plays great the next little while. This is sticking with him.
Razor, goaltending's getting a lot of attention in this series, and both Swayman and Omark have played good, but do you think that Samsonov has played just as well as those two guys and as even the playing field when it comes to goaltending?
I think he made the huge saves in game two that were necessary. That one in right at the start of the third period was a monster save on Marchand. The few saves at the end of the game, like I thought he came back from, and I didn't think he was bad in game one. I know there was some narrative, he wasn't that well. I don't know how much opportunity he had to make some of it. Like he didn't make a big save, but they weren't freebies.
Right.
He did a really good job bouncing back, making the timely saves. And I think that's what he is, isn't he? Like, I don't see him as a Vasilevsky or a Bobrovsky. I see him on a team that can score goals. He has to make a timely save, and he's going to do it with athleticism. Now, he has to do it consistently. Has he put enough preparation through the regular season? Can he stay inside of his net? We've seen a couple times this series where he's gotten outside of his crease and pulled off of his post and let that backside play up. So I think he makes timely saves. He's athletic and he's a gamer. That's how I see it. And are the Bruins going to make adjustments around that? And is he going to stay consistent through the series? But I think he's going to make big saves, and I think he's going to be—he's ready for it. He's a gamer.
Andrew Raycroft, our guest here on First Up. So the Bruins are going to make at least one lineup change tonight on the back end with Peak out. Do you anticipate anything additional with the Bruins as far as maybe the forward group? I guess the goaltender will change as well with Swayman going back in. But Peak's injury, maybe some other changes for Boston tonight. What do you think?
Yeah, I'm curious to see what they do on the back end. I think they might make another change, and where that comes from, I'm not sure. I'm curious what their plan was going on the road. That matchup changes. The third line for the Bruins, Geeky, Frederick, Lauko, didn't do a whole lot in game two. I'm curious what they want to do up front. James Van Riemsdyk sat out the first two games. Does he find his way back in on that line just to switch things up? That's really the only option that I would see possible, because the fourth line's been so good and the other two lines aren't changing. So I'm just curious more about the matchups, what Toronto does and who they put out there and what those adjustments are throughout. So I don't expect wholesale changes. The Bruins aren't going to panic after losing one game.
Razor, I know you're in the building for game two, and we had the Leafs fan that caught the puck in the third period on our show this morning. And he was.
Oh, that's it. Is he a Boston guy or a Toronto guy? Or?
So he's a Toronto guy that lives in Boston and works as a doctor. So he was there at the game as
a Leaf. That sounds about right. All of my doctors are from Canada.
There you go. They're all leaving Canada. Weird. Wonder why.
we'll get into that later, Carlo.
Yeah. So I'm curious to know if you came into the Scotiabank Arena and you caught a puck do you think fans would cheer for you, or you'd get just abused by boos?
Like me in particular, or yeah. Me like in a Bruins jersey? Me in particular. I wonder that. I'm sure they would, like, Mitch Marner's always going to get booed now, and I'm probably always going to get booed. That's a good like, I do wonder, though. Like, I do, because no one's, like, Carlo, you know this as well as anyone. Like, no one's ever said anything to my face in Toronto, ever. Like, ever. Right. I know I've been booed in the building, but I've never, like, I still go back in the summer, and I see everyone, and everybody always says they love me as a Leaf. So I don't know who the people are that boo me, and I haven't found them yet. But I do know they're out there. So I am always curious if I did go back and they put me on the screen, if I would get booed or if people would.
Nah, man. You'd get cheered, man. Clap. People love to hear. Yeah. People respect their Maple Leaf players. Just don't wear anything Boston. You can wear something Boston, you're getting booed.
Believe me, I never. I don't wear a jersey here. I don't wear jerseys anywhere. I just kind of do a job. But that guy, so it's funny because I have another buddy. I don't know if I have time, but I have another buddy here from Toronto that was a goalie, played college down here, and now he lives in Toronto, and I saw him at the game, and usually has his daughters with the Leafs jerseys and the whole thing, but all he did was wear blue the other night. He didn't wear jerseys. Like, game two, I am not wearing a Leafs jersey in this house. So the guy who did wear the Leafs jersey and caught the puck had big cojones.
He did,
on a Monday night in Boston.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you see all those videos, and we talked about this earlier, of just the fights breaking out, including Jokic's brother in Denver is just beating the crap out of some guy in the stands for who knows what. But it's dangerous.
Playoff hockey, man. Fans are into it.
Exactly. Right. Just as much as the players, the fans are into it. Razor, great to have you on the show as always. One of our favorites. Yeah. Thank you for doing this.
You got it. We'll keep chatting over the next week. Have fun
you
tonight.
You got it, pal.
That's
you too, man.
That's our man, Andrew Raycroft from Nesson. And he's the host of The Morning Brew with Jaffe and Razor.